Augusta Eubanks Salou. Her Northern Neck roots go back countless generations, and that helps to understand her passion to preserve the past for the future, specifically to preserve the past of Kilmarnock. She was born in Kilmarnock, grew up in Kilmarnock, then leaving and retiring back to Kilmarnock. She was saddened to see many pieces of history being discarded as folks moved on or passed on. How to salvage the past and document the story of Kilmarnock and its people? The answer she came up with? Well, start a museum. That was in 1993. Now, skipping over the intervening years of proposals and meetings, gathering the support and talents of interested people, soliciting donations, collecting memorabilia and artifacts, finding volunteers, and perhaps most important, buying and renovating a house whose exterior has remained nearly unchanged since the late 1800s. Now, let's jump to 1999. The Kilmarnock Museum opens, settled cozily in the venerable old house, whose preservation is part of the museum's mission. Another jump, just to the other day, when Augusta Eubanks Salou gave me a tour. The old house is a sweet backdrop for the collection. There's the commercial and business area with its photographs and artifacts tracing Kilmarnock from its earliest days of taverns and ordinaries to today's Kilmarnock, the business hub of the Northern Neck. There are the farm and industry and school and churches areas. And there's even the corner of the old house celebrating the Neck's sister city in Kilmarnock, Scotland. Perhaps the most intriguing areas depicts and memorializes the three terrible Kilmarnock fires in 1909, 1915, and 1952, and then the remarkable rebuilding and recovering efforts. Augusta Eubanks Salou witnessed the 1952 fire, the most devastating, but the town and its people managed to bounce back and become once again the Northern Neck's center for commerce. Her favorite display? Well, she told me there really isn't any favorite. Preserving the old house, its various displays from the primitive to more recent times are all special to me. I think we've been able to portray a small town and its activities, and that seems to interest our visitors. Each era, each activity tends to tell our story. Well, the Kilmarnock Museum's story is a story told in the word preserve, defined by the Chamber Dictionary thusly: to keep safe from harm or loss, to keep alive, to keep sound, to guard against decay. Thank you, Augusta, and all the folks that you've energized and enriched with your dream. This is Thea Marshall.